The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name's Angie Squalls, and in our business lead story this evening, I'm joined by local economist Chinga Siyabaswi. Welcome, Chinga.
Thank you, Angie.
What does Namibia's full repayment of the 13 billion Namibian dollar Eurobond mean for the country's fiscal health and creditworthiness?
Well, it means a lot. I think you could see they were all buoyant, very, very happy celebrating. It is a big milestone for the country as well. Obviously, that's put us in a better position. We've definitely reduced our debt and the interest burden as well. Obviously, this does improve our creditworthiness. It also shows just like commitment to our creditors and financial responsibility as well. It's around $750 million. Which was acquired at an interest rate of around 5.25%, which is slightly lower than the first Eurobond that we did have from 2011, which we repaid back in 2021. So far, so good, I guess.
The minister mentioned that this repayment creates fiscal space to invest in critical sectors. How significant is that space, and what sectors should government prioritize to maximize growth?
Well, obviously, they also did mention education, housing, infrastructure, and health. We obviously do need a healthy population. A healthy population obviously does help us a lot in terms of productivity. So that sector definitely has to be looked into. Infrastructure as well. And obviously, maintaining infrastructure as well. Feeder roads and stuff like that definitely have to be improved. And I'm sure it's something that they are considering. So if they just reinforce that and maintain it, we should be good.
Yeah. So, Chinga, given the harsh global capital flows and trade shiftings mentioned, how remarkable is Namibia's ability to redeem this bond compared to other developing economies?
Well, it is quite remarkable. It is impressive. I don't want to mention names. We do know some countries, our neighbors, who have struggled with this kind of debts. Others actually going to the extent of defaulting on that. So, like I mentioned, it does show that we are a country that's committed to making sure that we honor our promises. This debt was obviously from 2015, $750 million, 5.25%. Interest rates, and we managed to do it through a sinking fund. The ministry did mention to say they had a sinking fund that they established, and they raised around over $400 million, and they also managed to get help from the local banks, Bank of Namibia, FNB, as well as Standard Bank. So pretty impressive. Also just shows how our financial sector does work together to make sure that we honor these promises.
Yeah. Could this move boost investor confidence in Namibia, and how might it influence future borrowing costs or access into international markets?
Well, it does definitely improve investor confidence. If we want to borrow again in the future, obviously, it also does help. If you have a good credit rating, people obviously can look back and see, okay, you had borrowed money in 2011. You did pay back at a slightly higher interest rate. You did borrow again back in 2015. You paid in full and on time. So it does definitely improve our investor confidence, and it does put us in a better position as well in the financial market if we want to get more money. Although they did mention that they didn't want to get another Eurobond because these conditions were kind of unfavorable for them, which is why they did have a sinking fund. And obviously, they also did partner with the local commercial banks in the country. So I don't think they're going to dive into that just yet.
Are there any short-term macroeconomic risks, for instance, currency pressure or liquidity strain linked to such a large repayment?
Usually we do see countries struggle a little bit whenever they do make these huge payments, pay back the debt. That's quite a lot of money. So you could see, let's say, a slow economic growth in the coming year, or maybe unemployment levels also going up a little bit, tax increases as well. But like I mentioned earlier on, talking about the sinking fund that they did have, so they did really strategize and plan properly to make sure they do pay back the money properly, and they don't compromise on service delivery in the country, and they don't strain other plans that the government have to make sure that things like unemployment levels continue to go down.
Should Namibia consider issuing another Eurobond in the near future, or should it shift towards more concessional or domestic borrowing?
Well, in this speech, they did mention that after this Eurobond redemption, the country's debt now is mainly domestic, which is a good thing. So most of it is domestic, and we still owe the IMF, I think, around 71 million US Namibian dollars, which is, yeah, you'd say definitely better than the one we just paid, which is 750 million US dollars. And most of the debt now is local, which is also a good thing because the interest rates are definitely favorable and you are paying back in Namibian dollars because you are paying back to the local creditors. Mm. Yeah, so I don't think they're definitely going to go into another Eurobond in the near future. They did mention that, you know, they did face unfavorable conditions to enter that market again, because if you do remember, the first Eurobond was back in 2011. And then 4 years later, 2015, we did get this one. So since 2015, we haven't gone into the market to get another Eurobond. Why? Because the conditions were not that favorable. And I don't think they are at the moment to dive back into that. That's why most of our debt now is domestic, and I think we should keep it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Just the last question. How does such a move affect public confidence in the government's financial management and Namibia's image internationally?
Well, it does put the government in a very good position with the public as well. Definitely everybody who's getting wind of this. Obviously, it's obviously a good thing, but sadly, sometimes news like this doesn't make as the big of a headline as maybe if it was the opposite, where the government is defaulting on its debt. But everybody who's getting wind of this, I think they are pleased to know that the government is repaying back the debt on time and in full. And they have done that as well for the second time now. And this is the largest debt that Namibia has had. So that's quite really, really impressive. Internationally as well, like I mentioned earlier on, it does put us in a very, very good position to be able to go back into that market. Our credit worthiness is definitely improved. Investor confidence is there. If you borrowed money from me yesterday and you paid back today and you want to borrow again, I'm willing to give you again because you've got a track record of repaying. So it does put us in a very good position, both locally and internationally.
Yeah, yeah. Chinga, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And yes, we'll chat again.
Thank you very much, Angie.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.